All right, Katie, this is it. I don't know what's going on at the Guilford County Animal Shelter. We just know a lot of bad things happened,
and then nothing,
no charges.
I'm going to try to fill you in, and if at any point anybody knows differently than what it is I'm reporting, please call in, because I want to understand as much as we can. All I know is that there was a big investigation going on in the Guilford County and Davidson County animal shelters, and it was because there were severe cases of neglect and abuse going on within the animal shelters. I've read the reports. You know how things start to trickle out afterwards.
Yes, they're like horrifying,
and it is horrifying. And I'll apologize if it's too graphic, but I mean these are things
I think you should share it.
These
so
are things
know.
That were going on. I read in one of the reports that there were in some of the animal shelters. A stack of five high of animals.
Like dead animals?
Some dead dogs. I think a majority of them were dogs, but there were also cats being neglected and abused.
Mm-hmm.
But piled high. Some of these dogs had broken backs. There was a couple of cases, I believe more than one, where there was a dog sitting in the shelter with an eye just coming out. I think it had been shot, and they just didn't fix it. No medication was being given. There was abuse and neglect of these animals. And now all of a sudden, we're finding out that there are no charges being filed against the former employees of the Guilford County Animal Shelter. And I don't understand
how. I don't
how.
Either. Now, I don't get it.
Because they got fired, so they must have some guilt, right?
Sure.
Or allegedly.
Yeah. And what I'm reading is that I guess the reasoning is that you can't file charges against a corporation. But I want to know why are
there
no
difference
files?
Between criminal, though.
Yeah. Criminal, yeah, like animal abuse, neglect.
Why aren't there any charges against individuals? Because, you know, the woman who was running the shelter was being paid $90,000.
Oh, wow.
And this is what is happening
this
under
is what
her
you
watch.
Got. Right.
And so I wonder, how is it that you're being paid a salary to keep things in check and you're not doing your job, but yet you say, can't take responsibility?
You get paid that much money, you should be held accountable.
I agree.
Bottom line.
Maybe I'm missing something here.
Maybe so. Maybe
I
don't know.
I don't know.
It seems crazy. This is above our pay grade, of course. So we go to our official attorney of Jared and Katie in the morning, Lisa Lanier. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I hate these stories that we keep hearing about these shelters because I'm a huge animal lover. We have practically a farm at our house, and it's horrible. So the situation, you know, is that the actual people who carried out these acts are employees of the company. It is thought that this woman who headed up the shelter may not have been the person who actually carried out the acts. And, you know, but was simply the director. And, of course, you and I know she probably knew about this. And, in fact, it was her leadership that is thought to have this atmosphere. And she's been accused of mistreating the employees and all sorts of things. But when it comes down to a criminal charge and the burden of proof, what the Guilford County District Attorney is saying is, I'm concerned that I don't have any direct evidence as to who carried out these crimes. And, you know, the Davidson County DA has taken a more aggressive posture with it. But what these people did was they destroyed records. And so...
Wasn't that illegal?
There were no records of... I'm sorry?
Isn't that illegal? Or I guess it wasn't an investigation first?
It is. No, it is illegal. Yeah, okay. It is illegal. And in Davidson County, the folks did the same thing, and they charged them with obstruction of justice for destroying those records.
That's not a huge charge.
And for lying to, you know, for lying to investigators and all that sort of stuff. So all the people involved are going to plead the fifth, so nobody's going to talk. So no, and then they don't have to. They have a constitutional right not to. And with no records of it, you know, then it does, you do, I mean, I can see, I don't necessarily agree with the Guilford County DA's position on it, but I can see the concerns that are there are valid about what evidence do we have as to who did what.
Well, so
and
Lisa,
that's
I guess
where it's coming from.
I guess my question is then: so in life, in any type of job that we hold or any situation, we can just say, "I'm not talking about it," and then we don't get in trouble. We're not held accountable.
I guess
for
if
our
everyone
actions?
Keeps their mouth shut and destroy all the evidence, then.
Well, in most cases, what ends up happening is you have other evidence. You have eyewitnesses. You know, let's say you have a shelter volunteer. You know, these shelters often work with local volunteers. If you can find a volunteer who came in and said, I saw terrible things happening and I saw this person, then you have evidence.
Right.
So, you know, it may be that further evidence will come out. Maybe in the Davidson County cases, there's stronger evidence, some kind of evidence to point to who did it. So in this situation, you have, I think, a very tight little closed community of just a few employees. None of them are talking and they've destroyed all the records. So in higher, you know, in like a murder case or something, you would see you would see if there was this destruction of evidence. I think you would see a different, you know, more aggressive posture.
But that's
the fact that it is an animal cruelty case, I think you're going to see a slightly less.
Yeah, because I was going to say, if this was a nursing home and we had bodies stacked up in the back, I guarantee they'll find who did it and charge specific people. Don't you think?
But because they're animals, I guess they're saying it doesn't matter as much, which is disgusting to me.
Yeah, I mean, they're not the same animals and people, but they should be.
Go ahead.
I'm certainly not saying that I agree with the district attorney's position, but we don't really know what evidence they have. And what I'm guessing is they just don't have any direct evidence. And criminal, you know, our liberty is protected by the Constitution and the fact that you cannot be prosecuted where there's no evidence and you won't be convicted. I mean, you can be prosecuted, but there would be no conviction.
I know, Jared, that you said a few minutes ago that it's not the same, and I know people will agree that it's not the same because it's a human and it's an animal.
Right.
But just because you're a human being doesn't mean you get to do whatever you want to an
animal. I agree. That's
why
there's laws to protect animals. Yeah, I agree.
To me, this is just as sickening. Somebody who is able to do these sorts of things to these animals, to me, that's just as sick as somebody doing that to a human being.
Yeah, I think it's worse to do it to a human being, but I think it's still like it's this thing where like money is money. Some money is worth more than other money, and it's, but still in their category of money. It's still disgusting.
The three worst kinds of criminals in the world, I think, are people that hurt children, old people, and animals.
Agreed.
And those are the worst people on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think, I'm hopeful that maybe more evidence will come out. And I do, as much as it is, I'm outraged by it, and as much as we're all just, you know, horrified, I do think people, before they jump to the conclusion that the DA is being soft on these folks, I do think that you should kind of put yourself in the position of, how do I prove who did this? And if you've got a room full of, you know, you've got dead bodies, whether they're animals or people, and you've got a handful of people, nobody will talk, and there's absolutely no evidence of who did it. You really can't take someone's liberty and convict them of a crime if you can't prove it.
But Lisa, don't you think, though, if it was human beings, they would put more effort and evidence and try to do spend more money on the investigation?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if it was a situation where it was a dead human body or human bodies, of course there would be all sorts of much more sophisticated testing and investigation and that sort of thing. And that's just a reality of our culture that, you know, we are going to put greater resources into solving a homicide than an animal abuse. And maybe that's right, maybe that's wrong. But there would be a great deal of forensic investigation that would have happened from day one. You know, it would have been treated as a crime scene. There would have been all kinds of, you know, blood splatter and where was everybody on what day and all that kind of stuff.
I got you.